This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is being asked to explain the sudden removal of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May, whose name was mentioned in President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Robert Menendez, fired off a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asking him why Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was removed and if Pompeo had approved of what Menendez calls a perversion of U.S. foreign policy. Because of the whistleblower complaint alleging President Trump pressured a foreign country to investigate Joe Biden and his family, the ambassador's ouster in May and a campaign to discredit her is coming into focus, including President Trump calling her bad news when he spoke with Ukraine's president. Insiders tell the Associated Press elements of the Ukrainian government wanted Yovanovitch out because she was pressing for corruption investigations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering delisting Chinese companies from American stock exchanges as a way to limit U.S. investment in China. The move would further escalate the ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies. Delisting the companies is part of a broader administration plan to limit U.S. investment in China, according to several news reports. Administration officials are also exploring how the U.S. could place limits on the Chinese firms that are included in U.S. stock indices. Speaking at the U.N. General Assembly Friday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said tariffs and trade disputes could plunge the world into recession, and Beijing was committed to resolving them in a calm, rational, and cooperative manner. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.